24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And Winkle troubles down the drain.
Several Ted, meet Bengal John. Hey, Tiny Bengal John, according to Looper. Tiny Bengal John is out here with us. And so come on out. Yeah, come on out, hang out with us tonight. And BCD has done the official T-shirt count. I have 17 of these Alabama T-shirts remaining, and they will go to the people who are here after 7 p.m. tonight. So you will get first option. And trust me, these are one-of-a-kind T-shirts. Well, they're 17-of-a-kind T-shirts. Well, 18, because I gave one out. Because you can't get them before 7 p.m. with the one exception. Gary fell in. Gary was grandfathered in under the fact that he leads his married men here every week in the afternoon. So to provide a big luncheon crowd. Kaya, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, Kaya. How old the lady are you, Kaya?
Nine.
It's good to talk to you, Kaya.
You too.
Who are you a fan of, Kaya? Who do you root for?
Clemson.
You're a Clemson fan.
Yeah.
What do you think's going to happen this weekend, Kaya, when Clemson plays Virginia?
I think we're going to win 17-44.
I like that, Kaya. I think you're about right. 44-17. I think that sounds about right. Are you driving yet, Kaya?
No.
No? Dad doesn't let you drive the car at all yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, you know, you got to start working on them, Kaya. Because, you know, you want to start young. You want to get off to a good start. You know, at the very least, Kaya, he could let you drive the car around the grocery store, shopping center, parking lot. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, because you need, it's almost time for you to be thinking about your license. So, have you been out on any dates yet, Kaya?
No.
You don't like boys yet, Kaya?
No.
No. You know, that's probably a good reason for that. You may want to skip that altogether. Well, Kaya, it's been good talking to you, and I think you're right on the score. I think it'll be just about that score. So go Tigers. Thank you, Kaya. Good job. Good talking to you. How about that, Ramona? Little Kaya calling the show. You want to get
in?
I can't
believe you asked her. She's dating. Her dad's probably going, no.
Well, you know.
What are you doing to me?
You called.
Driving's bad enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to offer something new.
I'm sure.
Well, it was either drinking or dating, and I figured dating was better than drinking.
Jeez.
Right. So
he'll never be doing that again.
That's right. Probably Kaya's last call to the show. Not because she wasn't great. She was. Parental concern meter or something. All right, Ramona. Let's get to the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick up games, which also happen to be the playoff game, the conference championship games, etc.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about all these games in depth. You can get in on the games.
Okay, are you going to give yours?
I may. I have three teams on upset alert this week, and I'll tell you who I have on upset alert and what position in the upset alert hierarchy they're in.
Okay. You ready now? You want the first
ready.
Game? Okay, Utah versus Oregon. Utah's only lost one game, and Oregon lost two. That's literally how I figured it out. So I took Utah.
Well, you know, obviously I've been on Utah all year. I picked Utah in this game. My belief is, I heard a stat last night, Utah has held seven of their last 10 opponents to their season low totals for points. Think that over. Seven of their last 10 appointments to their season low total for points. I mean, that's, you know, almost impossible, but that's how dominant they've been. You know, these guys came back to win this game. Utah was in the conference championship game last year. They were without Huntley. They were without Moss. They were without their star slot receiver. They were without all of their offensive weapons. And they still played a competitive game, losing 10-3 to Washington. A year later, and their main weapons have stayed relatively healthy all year. None of them are entirely healthy. Huntley is sort of gimping around, but he's playing through it. Moss has been a little banged up, and I'm a little concerned about their star cornerback, Jalen Johnson, who sprained his ankle in that last game. He is a vital part of that defense, and I'm a little concerned about that injury, and I'm not seeing any update on it, and he turned that ankle pretty good. That's my biggest concern for Utah going into this game, but when I look at Utah, here's what I see. I see a top five quarterback in the country in Huntley, a top five running back in Moss, real speed at the outside at wide receiver, the most dominant defensive line in the country, and I think probably the best defense. And they play incredible complementary football. Now, when I look at Oregon, I see a team with a quarterback who may be the number one pick in the draft, a stable of running backs who are all really gifted, an offensive line that's the best in the country, and a defense that's vastly improved over where they've been in recent years. They're a conservative team, but, you know, talent-wise, you know, look, Oregon could easily be unbeaten. I mean, when you think about it, they led Auburn 21-6 and let that game get away. They put it on ice, and they let it get away. And there's no way they should have lost that Arizona State game, and they're still close losses. You know, so those were two games that they really could have, probably should have won both those games. I mean, this team should be 12-0 heading into this game. So that ability is all still there, you know. And so I would be surprised if Oregon didn't play well. I don't think it's necessarily going to be an easy game for Utah. But I do think they're going to win, and I do think they're going to cover. I think Utah plays the best complementary football in the country, offense, defense, special teams. They've been scoring non-offensive touchdowns.
Explain that to me.
Yeah. How all those ingredients merge into a single product on the field. And Utah excels in every area. Their return game is incredible. Their coverage game is incredible. And so, I think that Utah is just, again, I keep saying this. Let me put it this way. I think Ohio State may be the best Big Ten team we've ever seen. I think there's a chance Clemson is the best ACC team we've ever seen. I also think there's a chance Utah is your national champion. That's how good I think they are. I think they could win the national title. I don't think they're just here for fun and games. Now, if they get it at that four spot, they're going to draw the most impossible matchup because they're going to get the team that's been the best in the country from start to finish, which is Ohio State. I mean, they're going to draw that team, and they're going to have to play exceptionally well to beat Ohio State. But they can beat Ohio State. And I don't think there are many teams in the country that can. I think Utah is one of those teams. And therefore, I think they'll win the game. And I think when the final playoff field is unveiled, I think Utah will be the fourth team in the field. And we'll get to my expectations for these other games. But I think when you look at Utah, you tell me how many teams in the country fit those parameters. Top five quarterback. If you don't believe me, go look at the stats. Top five running back in Moss. Moss is a top five running back from NFL standards. Moss is one of the best senior backs in football. And he's a load, an absolute load. So top five quarterback, top five running back, real speed at wide receiver, best defensive line in the country. I think the best total defense in the country, best complementary football team in the country, and one of the most well-coached football teams in the country, and with Kyle Whittingham and his staff and the job they do. So I think they came back to do this, and my expectation is Friday night, which is tomorrow night, Utah is going to take care of business and take care of Oregon and move on to the college football playoff, regardless of what happens in Oklahoma and Baylor on Saturday. Here's a little doom round. Let me mix in a couple calls as we're going through this, and that'll break it up nicely too. So that's game one. We're both taking Utah to beat Oregon. Jason, how are you?
What's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Jason? Appreciate you getting in.
I was going to just ask you quick, you might have covered this, but what's the scenarios on, you know, what team gets the one seed and where would they go, either Atlanta or out west? Is there any scenario where Clemson could go to the Peach Bowl, or is that probably not going to happen?
No, I think it – okay, thank you, Jason. No, it absolutely can happen. Actually, I haven't really talked about that, but it absolutely can happen. There's a thought process that Ohio State has a huge fan base out in the desert area. And I know that thought process is true because they played Kansas State out there one year in a bowl game, to end the year, and it was a pro Ohio State crowd. So if that's the case, they could well send Ohio State there as the number one team, which could set up Clemson, LSU, and Atlanta. And quite honestly, that makes sense. It's logical. Now, on the other hand, you know, what do these people know about logic? Carolina James. James, how are you?
Hey, well, I just got a couple of things for you. Thanks for getting me in, first of all.
Thanks for getting in.
Got a couple things for you because I'm really looking forward to hearing what you got to say about all these games happening this week. First of all, when you mentioned the Ohio State Utah game, that sounded like a game I would love to pay to watch. I mean, to me, that would be an all out, absolutely great game to watch. Just as good as Ohio State is in Utah. So, yeah, I'm totally with you on that. As far as the Patriots are concerned, you know, we're 10-2 and we lost to the Texans and the Ravens. So, you know, that means the season's over, according to ESPN. But I wanted to get your take on, you know, where you think the problems lie. Are the Ravens the new team to beat in the AFC, or do you still see the Patriots being the team to beat? Do you still see us, you know, could win the Super Bowl? And I'll take your comments off the air.
Yeah, thank you, James. I appreciate the call.
All right.
Yeah, look, I don't know how Brady will turn this all into magic again, but he will, and he'll win again. I'm not going against New England. Honestly, if you go against New England, to my way of thinking, you're basically an idiot. I mean, why would anybody go against New England at playoff time? Look, I think these young quarterbacks in the NFL, as I've said many times, are the greatest in the league's history as a group. I think many of them are going to go on to win Super Bowls. I think that Lamar Jackson's going to win Super Bowls. I think that Deshaun Watson will win Super Bowl or Super Bowls. I think Josh Allen will win Super Bowl or Super Bowls, so on and so on. The whole group is the best that I've ever seen, Patrick Mahomes. But and Baltimore has been the most dominant team. And now they, as of now, they have home field advantage if they maintain it this week by winning in Buffalo, which they may do. I'll continue this on the other side for a minute, James, and answer your question, because I want to answer the specifics of what's wrong with the Patriots, more specifically their offense. Let me tell you about MyBookie. The NFL season's underway. It's time to bet, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Look, if you're the kind of guy who likes to, you know, bet a little to win a lot, try a parlay. We had that kid, what was his name, Parlay Pat or whatever he is? He won $642,000 grand betting parlays. Look, and by the way, the first place he bet, they didn't pay him. They paid him like $10,000 of the $75,000 he won, because he won like three parlays. And the first place didn't pay him. You want to get paid? You go to MyBookie. Look, if you love a couple of the big favorites this week, parlays are perfect. They'll let you bet multiple games together for a bigger payout. So if you're going to bet this season, go to mybookie.ag. They'll match your initial deposit with up to $1,000. Who's doing that? Do it. You'll thank me later. Mybookie.ag. Nobody has more odds, more prop bets than any other sports book. Absolutely nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. So don't play on some no-name sports book that may or not even pay you. Bet with the best at mybookie.ag. Use promo code radio today to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Do it. You will thank me later. Also, before we go to break, let me tell you about my man Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. They provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, and your retirement planning. Do you think our economy's headed for a recession, or are we going to continue down our current strong economic path? Regardless of the direction of our country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Regardless of your age or position in life, we'll build you a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for the future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. Do you need a better understanding of Social Security? Who doesn't? There are something like 350 different ways a married couple can take their Social Security benefits. That's going to be one of the most important financial decisions of your lifetime. How are you going to do that without expertise? If you're a layman, how are you going to navigate it? The answer is you're not. Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call us today, 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. Tell them I sent you, or 800-585-5816. 800-585-5816, or visit their website, www.kiwifg.com. I'll take a quick break. You want in on the phone lines? Now is the best time you've had all week. You can get in right now, 654-7627. I'll be back.
Winter can be such a wonderful time of year with family and friends, but it can also mean the inevitable ice storms that we see here in the upstate. Don't let heavy ice covered power lines leave you in the dark for the holiday season. Be prepared with a Generac automatic home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment, and tell them Mickey sent you.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
S.H. Carter Development is a licensed, full-service demolition contractor here to serve the upstate. With 50 years of experience in residential, industrial, and commercial building demolition, their staff meets deadlines while maintaining strict safety requirements. Before you start your demolition project, contact S.H. Carter for a free project estimate. Their staff will guide you through pre-project planning and scheduling, site preparation, dismantling, and asset recovery. Visit shcarterinc.com or call 864-295-3943.
If you're a business owner, you're familiar with this situation. Health insurance rates have soared, so have deductibles. Your group is mostly healthy, but every year the rate goes up. You know, there could be a better way. It's not right for everyone, but we've helped a lot of people. If you and I were to sit down and review a few strategies together, and I identified $25,000 you had no idea you were losing, is that a conversation you'd want to have? If so, call me at 864-INSURE-YOU. That's 467-8738. There's thousands of people who do what we do. I'm proud of my team and the great work we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Need the perfect gift for the music lover? Do you want to give an experience to remember? Look no further. The legendary band, the Box Tops, are coming to the Clemson University Brooks Center for the Performing Arts April 20th. Tickets are now on sale. Visit GreaterClemsonMusicFest.org for more information. To purchase tickets today or call the box office at 864-656-7787. That's GreaterClemsonMusicFest.org for tickets to see the Box Tops live at the Brooks Center.
In the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, act now. Edwards Auto Sales has all your year-end savings. Save over $5,750 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. 2019 Ford Escapes reduced over $5,000. If a nice certified pre-owned Ford is what you're looking for, we have cars, trucks, and SUVs. All come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty and special interest rates. Edwards Auto Sales, home with no dealer fees at edwardsautosales.net. It's auction time again, Friday, December 6th. Johnny King Auctioneers is conducting a court-ordered absolute liquidation of a landscape tree company in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Commercial trucks, chippers, tractor, excavator, trailers, commercial mowers, and other landscape tree-related equipment. Everything sells to the highest bidder regardless of price. Visit jkauctions.com to view photos and details of this auction. A great opportunity to make needed purchases before end of year for tax purposes. Spend Friday with us and you're over halfway to Charlotte for the championship game. Go Tigers!
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ford takes a snap under pressure. It's got him, and down it goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah, Road Rage back to Little Boston. You want to come out and see us this evening, come for the after party. I'm going to be giving away these incredibly special, one-of-a-kind, well, 17-of-a-kind Alabama T-shirts. When they're gone, they'll be gone. There aren't going to be any others, and no one's ever seen these before. And trust me, you'll love it. You'll absolutely love it. If you're a Clemson fan, you are going to love these nasty Alabama T-shirts. So come on out and get yours this evening and hang out with us after the show. And we expect a big group out here, so come on out and join us. Stay for the after party, as we are wont to say. You know, Ramona, BCD is out here. Do you remember that? Do you remember when we were at Back to 30, Ramona?
Yes.
And BCD was out at that Back to 30 event, and there was a a dispenser. I don't know what you want to call it. It had a little valve on it. You know, you push the button and it liquid pours out of it.
Yeah.
Right. And she came up to me at one point and she said, that lemonade is terrible.
That was her.
Yeah, it was her. She said, that lemonade is terrible. I said, that's not lemonade. Those are margaritas.
I forgot that. I remember that, but I didn't realize that was her.
She doesn't drink. So she was like hammered.
So she never. Wow. Surprised she wouldn't say, that's great lemonade.
Yeah, no, her husband John said like she was passed out on the couch and that he had to put like a wet towel on her head. She said that's not true. Well, that's what he said. That's what he told me, Day. I don't know. I'm just telling you what he told me. You want to get in, 654-7627. Now's a good time. All right, Ramona, let's get back to business with the Carolina Alliance Bank. You pick them. Oh, before we do that, let me tell you about my garage. You know, if you are going to be traveling home, if you're a student, you're going to be traveling home for Christmas, for the holidays, you need to get your vehicle in and get it serviced to arrive safe for your holiday trip. You want to get your vehicle checked at my garage. They'll check it over. They'll make sure you arrive home to your destination safely. But last year, unfortunately, they had to turn away some students who waited too long to get in. Don't wait. Get in now. Well, there's still time. So call my garage. No one does it like my garage. They service the entire upstate and the mountains of North Carolina. Their team has over 100 years combined experience in automotive repair. They specialize in every element. Is your engine light on and no one can tell you why? Go to my garage. My garage will fix your issue. Trust me. They handle every element of automotive repair except bodywork and paint. They're well known for their work with the exotics, but they work on any make and model of vehicle. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry tires from many of the leading manufacturers, Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, you know, 20 others. Complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. They actually remove the wheel. They measure the thickness of the rotor and compare. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection. You mention my name. They have robotic alignments where a human being never touches your vehicle, and it's perfect every time. It's my garage, 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800, 864-633-5800. Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, it's my garage. All right. Oh, it was the New England Patriots, yeah. Yeah, and the rest of James. Yeah, the rest of James' question. Well, I mean, James, the problem is the receivers. Suck. I mean, you know, the best of them is Edelman, who when he's single covered, can free himself. He has short area quickness. He has some toughness. He drops two balls every game, but that's a different issue. But he's the best of them. But the problem is they have nothing else. When the season began. You know, if you remember, early on, after the Patriots made the Antonio Brown acquisition, you had Gordon, you had Antonio Brown, you even had Demaryius Thomas, but they separated themselves from Thomas when they brought Brown in, which was probably a bad decision in hindsight. But you had all those guys, and now they have none of them. They don't have any of those guys. And what you have is an undrafted free agent rookie who is still learning to run routes, and whose communication with Brady is beyond suspect. There were numerous times in that last game where Brady expected and knew that his receiver was supposed to run a route a particular way, and they did the opposite. And you could see Brady's frustration. It was just, he was beyond frustrated with the mess he has at receiver. Jacoby Myers, you know, the game before Troy Aikman did the Patriots game, it was the Philadelphia game, and Aikman was talking about Jacoby Myers, and he actually said this on air. He said Jacoby Myers should be on a practice squad, not starting for the New England Patriots. Aikman actually said that on air. I mean, and he's not wrong. I mean, Brady has practice squad quality wide receivers. The Patriots drafted N'Keal Harry, and Harry has missed most of the season. He came back, showed a brief flash in the prior game, and then in this last game, the first thing that the Houston game, the first thing he does is early in the game, he's put out on the field, and he runs a slant, and he just lets the DB run right through him and pick the pass off. I don't believe he ever saw the field again. I don't think he ever came back on the field again that night. And with good reason. Brady threw that ball exactly where he was supposed to throw it. You can't let a DB cross your face and walk all over you and just steal the ball and run for a touchdown. You're the bigger guy. And N'Keal Harry, there are episodes, there were instances on film where you saw the same thing when he was in college. And so you have two rookies playing. You have absolute junk at tight end. You know, I heard the announcer last game, he's saying, well, you know, the Patriots still need to think about getting Lacoste involved. Oh, okay. Lacoste? I mean, are you kidding me? He sucks. They have no tight ends at all. They don't have a pass-catching tight end in the whole roster. So you have no speed at receiver. Nobody can get any separation at all. The tight ends suck. And until last week, when Isaiah Wynn got back in the mix, you couldn't pass protect at all. And so you look at the Philadelphia game. Brady's trying to run three-step drops. He can't even run a three-step drop without being hit. Now, they've shored that up a little since Isaiah Wynn came back and took over that left tackle spot. And so Brady had more time last game. It wasn't generally the time that was at issue. It was an issue that, well, there were two main issues. One, the Houston secondary has a lot of high-priced talent in it. And that coaching staff, Romeo Crennel, did a really good job in scheming New England. As you would expect, they know their strengths and weaknesses. They also know that they have no receivers. And so they put a cornerback on James White, which took him away. Why no one's done that before, or it's seldom done, is beyond me. And the Patriots receivers against those Houston DBs just couldn't get a foot of separation. So, you know, look, there's still some rumor about Antonio Brown possibly coming back to the Patriots. And right now, I can tell you this for sure. Brady hates Belichick right now. I guarantee you he does. You know, that is barely a workable relationship because even though both guys want to win, there's no way Brady can appreciate this because for 10 years, Brady has carried Belichick. The Patriots defenses for the last 10 years have had an average defensive rating of number 18 in the league. They have won almost exclusively with offense. They have had to outscore people. Go look at the games. Go think about the games. Brady having to lead them back from double figures against Seattle in the Super Bowl. Brady having to lead them back against Atlanta. Brady having to throw for 500 yards against Philadelphia to keep them in the game because they couldn't stop Philadelphia. The Patriots defense hasn't stopped anybody until the end of last year in this season for a decade. And it's been all offense. And now it's all defense. And Brady, I'm sure, does not appreciate this core of, you know, look, he's always taken these tomato cans and made them better receivers. But a lot of them were at least professionals. They had some experience. You have him out there with two rookie tomato cans. Two rookies. And one of them's an undrafted free agent, and the other guy is soft as margarine on a 100-degree day. That is not workable. And I don't know what exactly the first answer is, don't play that Houston DBs, because I don't think anyone else could cover the New England like Houston was able to. I know Kansas City can't. So that's the first answer. And then, you know, we'll see from there. I mean, I think that somehow, whether they add another piece, whether, you know, Brady kicks these guys in the A so hard that they come around, I think that they'll still figure it out. And at this point, I still favor the Patriots because I think when the games matter most, I think Brady is still going to find weaknesses in you. The getting Isaiah Wynn thing back was huge because that at least gives him the pass protection element. Now, again, we'll find out how the rest of it, how the rest of it plays out, because I think it's still, you know, up for debate. Let me tell you about, Len, I'll get to you as soon as we come back. We'll get to the games as well. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. No one does jewelry like Turner's. Look, if you are in the Christmas shopping mode, you need to get to Turner's. Turner's will have something for everybody on your list. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if you have a 5-year-old son, maybe you want to go elsewhere. But other than that, you know, Turner's going to have, although he might want to watch, you know, they'll have something for everybody. Largest selection of diamonds in the upstate, unparalleled. I mean in stock. I don't mean, you know, we can get it in, you can see it, and if you come back in 3 weeks, no. Look, when I go to the fast food window at the Burger Chef, they don't tell me come back in 3 weeks and we'll make you a great burger. No, I want it now. Now, that's what you get at Turner's Jewelers. Now, the large selection, Pandora selection, unbelievable. They have a Pandora store within the store run by two corporately trained Pandora ladies. Tens of thousands of pieces of Pandora. That line now includes the collegiate line, earrings, rings, necklaces, all of it, more. Watches, including Manly watches, which you can't find anywhere. The selection of watches is unbelievable. It's all at Turner's Jewelers. It's all in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. They design jewelry with 3D CAD technology every single day. If you can dream it up on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. You know what that means? What's the date, Ramona? Date?
Today's the 5th.
5th, all right? 8 to 11 days from now, you could have a totally unique, customized piece of jewelry if you can think something up that you want to give to somebody special this Christmas. How about that? Turner's Jewelers, Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. You'll thank me later. Len and the Carolina Alliance Bank, you pick them games on the other side.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson Women's Basketball for some great family fun. And we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum.
It may be getting cold outside, but the prices at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca are always hot. With several options in both Serta and Beautyrest, you're sure to find a mattress that's perfect for you. Save up to 70% when shopping the outlet and take your new mattress home today. Don't miss out on their year-end savings. Come shop, and you can be cozy and warm for the holidays. The Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located across from Chick-fil-A in the old Walmart building.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 11623 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hey Upstate, this is Hunter Renfro, formerly with the Clemson Tigers, 2016 and 2018 national champions. I got my 2019 Titan at Granger Nissan of Anderson, and now I'm part of the Granger family. It's a car buying experience like you've never had before. Go Tigers.
My Garage by Essex. Precision from A to Z. We aim to please. We specialize in European as well as maintenance on Asian and domestic vehicles. We use quality parts and perform quality service. Visit 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 633-5800.
Hi, this is Pam Merritt, a realtor with Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. I'm a Powdersville native where I grew up on a dairy farm, so I'm a worker and I'll work hard for you. As an entrepreneur, I think outside the box and will help you sell or buy your farm, land, or home. I won't stop working until you're happy. Call Pam Merritt, 864-607-8338. That's Pam Merritt, 864-607-8338. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
Welcome to Bose!
The weekend isn't over just because it's Monday. Sure, you might physically be at work or in school and you've got a stack of papers on your desk or you're falling asleep to that early Monday lecture, but your mind is still on weekend time and on anything and everything else for that matter. That's why at Moe's, we've got burrito specials that will at least make you feel like it's a lazy Sunday, even though it isn't. So end the weekend with Moe Monday. Come on in for Moe Monday for a burrito, chips and salsa, and a drink for only $6.99.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Founders Federal Credit Union congratulates Clemson on their national championship. Win again with Founders. With convenient electronic services like the Founders app and Founders Online, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Choice, Mara. Hey, let me tell you about SCDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic, commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, visit a military installation, purchase yours today, avoid the longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles as a breeze, brought my birth certificate, social security card, two proofs of address, got in, got out, got it done, do the same before you run into lines later. Don't wait. All right, let's get back to the calls and get to Len, who's been hanging on for a while. Len, I appreciate you hanging in there. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing, Walt? Let me start by talking about Clemson real quick, and then I'll comment on Brady. I have a little bit different take, but overall, be with you. But as far as Clemson, do you realize how spoiled Clemson fans are? And I don't even know if they know it. Do you realize we've won 70 of the past 74 games we've played? And what's going to happen is if we were to lose to Virginia, I don't think it's going to happen, or if we lose sometime in the playoffs, the national media and people are going to think that we had a bad season or we're overrated. In this day and age, I think it's unfair. I just, after really thinking about it, you know, Clemson can almost do no right. They can win 30 games in a row and win the national championship 2 years in a row, and they had an easy schedule. If they lose a game, then they had an easy schedule and they sink. And I just think that's unfair, and it's sad that that's kind of the world we live in. But as Clemson fans, I think we should enjoy the moment because we're doing something historically that very few teams have ever done. Before I get on to the next thing, what are your thoughts?
I think you're right, Len, and I think sometimes you lose sight of even the more elementary challenges and victories. Like, this team keeps winning the ACC title and is going to do it for the fifth year in a row, which is unbelievable. I mean, there was a time not that long ago where you would have killed for an ACC title. But you're right in terms of the way that perception works. You know, and part of it, Len, is that people only like success when it's theirs. They don't like other people having success and or other people stealing their success. And I think the SEC has become really uncomfortable with Clemson's level of success. And I think that's fairly obvious.
You're right. Yeah, I think that's a good point. I think that the ACC obviously is a great conference, but they do have a lot of, I think, pretty good teams. And I think some up-and-coming teams like Virginia, Virginia Tech, Louisville, North Carolina, I think we're on the right track. So I don't think there's that much of a gap as people might think. The other thing I want to talk about is NFL. And I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, and they play the Bears tonight. And, I mean, this could be ugly tonight. I'm kind of optimistic, but I'm kind of pessimistic as well. I have no clue who's going to win this game because they're both terrible to me. And the last thing, Brady. It's no secret I'm not a huge Patriots or Brady fan. I respect him, but I think it's some of both. I think Brady might be a little injured. I think he does have an elbow injury. He's not going to complain. I think that their receivers are not very good. But the one thing you got to realize is, you know, most quarterbacks go through what Brady is going through their whole career. I mean, very few quarterbacks get to play with a Randy Moss or Gronk or Welker or Edelman. And whatever you think about Belichick, he did win 11 games with Matt Castle. He did win 2 championships with the Giants before. So I think, you know, they rely on each other. I just think Brady, unfortunately for him, he's kind of finding out what a lot of quarterbacks find out their whole career. Sometimes you don't have a great defense and you don't have an offense around you, and you might be better than people perceive you to be. But at this point, Brady, though he can move around in the pocket, his mobility is very limited. I think that, Antonio Brown might be the solution, but last thing I'll say, I don't know if the NFL will let him back. He might be suspended.
Yeah, that's the question with Brown. The real question with Brown. Even if they're inclined to do that, would the league allow it? I don't think there's any certainty about that at all. All right, Len, thank you. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I would disagree with the New England assessment. I think Brady moves around the pocket better than he ever has in his whole career. And I also think he's never had any receivers. I mean, he's never played with all pros, ever. I mean, Gronkowski's going to be that guy. But he had 1 year with Randy Moss. Moss was played with New England 2 years, but Brady was missed one of those years with the knee injury. He has one season with Randy Moss, and Wes Welker was never anything. Wes Welker and Edelman, these are guys that Brady makes great, and you see that when they leave there. When a Welker left New England, when a Danny Amendola leaves New England, they just disappear. When they don't have Brady to make them what they are, they just disappear. New England and Belichick have long believed that they could leave the offense to Brady, and that's what they've done. They've never invested money in draft picks, in wide receivers. They've left the offensive line to Brady. They've put rookies, they've started rookies on their offensive line, like Mason and Andrews and others, who, you know, never would have started anywhere else. They basically said, you know, Brady, make it work. Brady, make it work. And again, the Patriots' average defensive rank the last 10 years is 18th. That's the bottom half of the league. And they've been terrible. I mean, they've left Brady to win games on his own.
They couldn't stop Seattle. They were down double digits in that Super Bowl. Brady rallied them from 10 down in the fourth quarter. Brady rallied them from 28 to 3 down against Atlanta. Brady put up over 500 yards against Philadelphia and had to because that defense couldn't stop anybody. So that's the truth about, you know, who they've been. And they've just never had talent at wide receiver. I mean, you look at these teams. Look at Deshaun Watson. He's got wide receiver talent and tight end receiver talent everywhere. And that's what these teams should do when they have a quarterback. That has never been New England's approach. New England's approach has been let Brady worry about the offense and we'll invest elsewhere. We invest in him. The rest is up to him. The problem is, that group that he has now is at an all-time low, and he's 42 years old. But he's still throwing the ball extremely well. His ball velocity is still incredible. He's still one of the few guys in this league whose ball is not influenced at all by wind or rain or anything else, and that's because of his mechanics, which are flawless, which are absolutely flawless. But when you watch that Houston game, and Collinsworth pointed out all night, I mean, there's just nowhere to go. Every one of these guys is blanketed. And that's why Brady is screaming at them at the sideline, like, do something. Well, there's the real dilemma. They can't. They can't. You can't wave a magic wand over Jacoby Myers and make him more mature than he is. You can't wave a magic wand over Harry that makes him not let a guy cross his face and go right through him and intercept a simple slant pass. You can't wave a magic wand and make these guys faster or more athletic than they are. That's the problem. That's the problem. New England has one of the worst offensive lines in football that got better when Wynn got back, and they unquestionably have the worst receiving core in the National Football League. I mean, it's not even close. Their receiving core is 32, and it's 32 by a mile. I mean, there's only one guy. And he's not a field stretcher. He's an underneath guy in Edelman. He's it. Houston double-teamed him. They put a cornerback on James White. Okay, the rest of those guys, there's no way they're beating their man. Let's go to Scotty and Seneca and then Steve on Brady. Scotty, how are you?
Walt, I'm living the dream.
I know you are, Scotty. Well, you were living the dream. Apparently the dream just cut your phone line off. What happened there, Ramona? Ramona?
Yes.
All right. Steve. Steve.
I don't know where he went.
All right. Well, he's gone. Steve, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good.
Listen, To kind of underline what you're talking about with Brady, I think I remember this correctly. In the beginning of the season, right at the beginning of the season, the Patriots traded for Demaryius Thomas.
Right.
And bought him in. And then a week or two or three later, I think that's when they acquired Antonio Brown. And when they did, they immediately released Thomas, sent Thomas to the Jets.
Correct.
Now, Thomas had some great years out in Denver. He may yep. not be quite the same guy that he was at one time, but when you talk about bringing in who I think is still a quality receiver and then getting him in there and then letting him go, it just reiterates the point that you're saying. It was a chance to keep a guy that could have been helpful, and they bought him in. I don't think he ever got to the first game of the season, and then they just let him out.
And they also let Josh Gordon go. They also let Gordon go. And those are the only guys they had, you know, and they let them all go. I have no idea what Belichick is doing. I really don't. You know, quite honestly, as it looks now, it looks like early on, the draft pick of Harry may not have been the right pick. They considered Debo Samuel and Harry, and it looks like now maybe they should have taken Debo Samuel.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that was my point. I'm watching Brady, too, and you can't just, as great as he is, you can't just hand him a sandwich with no meat.
No, the guys are – actually running the wrong routes. I mean, they're not even, you know, there was a time where in that last game where Brady uses a hand motion. I think it was Jacoby Myers. I believe it was Myers. And Brady is using a hand motion to tell him he wants him to make a double move and to go down the field. And so, you know, the ball is snapped, and Brady throws the deep ball down the sideline, anticipating the double move. Guess who didn't make the double move? Jacoby Myers. He just ran like a post pattern. And Brady threw the ball deep down the sideline because he never saw, understood what the hand motion was. I mean, it's really almost incredible. Look, I'm going to go back to what Aikman said. He said that these guys are practice squad wide receivers. That's what he said. He's right.
Yeah. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, I mean,
Appreciate it.
It's really almost hard to believe how bad it is. Let me tell you about Priority One for all your security needs. There's Priority One. No one does security like Priority One. They're the best in the industry. The last couple of years, three years, they matched. You know, Ramona, when these people came in the first day, they all they wanted to talk about when I first met with them was what they could do philanthropically, how they could get involved. You know, people talk sometimes and don't back it up. These people have matched every dollar we raise in the Tigers for Tatas campaign for the last three stinking years. They've written enormous checks to help find prevention for cancer in our communities. That's not reason to let them protect your family. Tip of the spear in technology, total customization, fastest response time. 288-1400. Call them.
Plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's officially the holidays, and you're hosting football fans who won't take hungry for an answer. So drop a big bow box on them. With an 8-piece with biscuits, fixings, and tea for $19.99, at least they'll gnash their teeth on something delicious. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey guys, this holiday season, give yourself the gift that keeps on giving. Testosterone replacement from Lowcountry Male. Consults are just $99 through the end of the year. $99 for an hour with the doctor? That ain't no bad deal. TRT plans start at $200 a month and include testosterone, labs, medication, and doctor visits. We offer solutions for ED, weight loss, and the amazing P-Shot. Our treatment options are designed to make men men again. Call today or book an appointment online at lowcountrymale.com. 843-936-6451.
Hey Tigers, this is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel, and we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our sales center at 906 Tiger Boulevard to learn more about this Clemson institution in the making. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you.
The list of things I...